Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2011. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
War reporter and writer Janine DiGiovanni, a bit like Matthew Collins, has paid the price for surrendering her private life to the vicissitudes of politics. She's covered every major conflict in the world since the first Palestinian Intifada. Indeed, her career itinerary reads like a list of United Nations Security Council resolutions, taking in Bosnia, Nicaragua, Chechnya, Rwanda, East Timor, Somalia, Iraq, Afghanistan and more. And in all these places, with award-winning success, she's striven to find the human face of both the victims and perpetrators of war and terror. She's senior foreign correspondent for The Times and a contributing editor for Vanity Fair, but found time to hand over her Inheritance Tracks.
The song I inherited from my childhood is O Mio Bambino Caro by Puccini. My father emigrated from Napoli to America when he was about 8. He grew up, and consequently I grew up, in an Italian household in America. And in his case, it was literally my grandfather, who loved opera and kind of escaped every Sunday and took his hat and went off on the bus to the Metropolitan Opera. It just conjures up these memories of these long Sunday dinners at my grandfather's. We used to have opera playing in the house when my mother was cooking spaghetti. It sounds so cliché. I was the youngest of 7 children, and my father had started out as an aeronautical engineer working for Hughes Aircraft. He's a very, very sensitive, kind man, prone to huge bouts of melancholy, which I've inherited from him. And he missed things terribly. You know, he missed his mother, who died when he was quite young. He had 2 siblings who passed away. And he was very sensitive and very pained, but he was someone, and maybe it was a generational thing, that kept all his pain inside him. When he was dying, it was the height of the war in Bosnia. It was the time of Srebrenica, and I left Bosnia and I went to spend the last month of his life with him. And I remember he said to me, he was talking about fear, and he was saying, you know, during the war, I was always afraid of things, which is normal, but I really worry about you because you don't seem to be afraid, and you should be afraid. And then one afternoon I was sitting with him and he began to die. And I just thought, oh God, please don't let him die in front of me, because I just don't think I'll be able to cope with this for the rest of my life. And he suddenly stopped, and I said, Daddy, aren't you afraid of where you're going? And he said, I'm not afraid. I'm going somewhere so much more beautiful than this. And then after he died, we found a letter he had written to all of us. In this letter, it was heartbreaking. It just said, to my darling family, please don't cry for me, because I'm going somewhere so much more beautiful. And because of the darkness of the world, you won't be able to see me, but I will always see you. And I've always felt, really, even after his death, that he's still very much with me. La Vie en Rose, but not the traditional Edith Piaf version, even though I love that. I want the Grace Jones version. First of all, the thing I want to teach my son, who's named after my grandfather, that life is really beautiful. And we surf it, you know, that there's these terrible ups and terrible downs, but ultimately there's this wonder to it, which is love and redemption, and that really bad things happen, but out of it sometimes comes these things. The Grace Jones version brings back a lot of memories for me, because it's kind of that 80s time when I was a student, and also she was such a ballsy, funky, strong woman, and I really identify with strong, independent women, and she's so big and strapping, and but the way she sings it is so tender, and it also has this happy beat to it, and it reminds me of just, I think, pre-9/11. I always call it the happy 90s and the happy 80s, because we sort of lived in a time of innocence. Of course, the 90s was full of war and destruction, but there was something innocent about all of us that changed radically on 9/11. I'm actually prone to enormous bouts of melancholy, but I'm pretty good at hiding it. You know, and every time I've ever been tested by any shrink for post-traumatic stress disorder or anything, I mean, they always say I'm incredibly resilient, but I do carry with me a very heavy weight. The things that I've seen have been terrible, but I was able to write about them, and in some ways I felt that when you can write about them, then somehow these people have a voice. But do I lay awake at night? Do I have nightmares? Am I haunted? Of course. You'd have to be a pretty hardened cynic not to see it on the kind of consistent basis that I have without walking away damaged. And I think my job now as inheritance is not to pass it on to my son. There's times when he sees me and he says, "Mama, you're sad again, aren't you?" I know enough that children shouldn't see their parents sad. So that's why I love this song, because it's one of those songs that instantly puts you in a good mood. You can't not listen to it and feel, you know, see Grace Jones at Studio 54 or Bianca Jagger riding a white horse into Andy Warhol's party. It makes me happy. It makes me want to dance.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.